I'd like to speak a bit about this transformation beyond imagination. And just now I feel that the word imagination has these two lines. Beyond imagination, meaning transformation beyond what I can imagine, no? Beyond what my mind can grasp or envision, no? Have a vision of, picture of. And beyond imagination, also imagination as something that I invent, that I create or I provoke, you could say. So as we start meditating, we look for some signs. We have the eyes open for some proof of what I'm doing is right, no? Some proof to know that first something is happening at all, important, and then that this which is happening, big or small, like, you know, is good, like, you know, so that this, anything, no, can prove that I'm in some kind of movement, no, that something is going on, no? Hopefully for good, but sometimes we don't really know for good or for bad, but we expect, as humans, kind of, like, we expect something to happen, something to tell us that it's worth it to keep going, no? One funny thing that I find many times, and I also experience myself, is like I remember this, like, because I was doing this Zen practice, so you should sit very, in a very specific way and very much quiet, no? That you cannot dare to move there. It's not like here, you know, there. If you move, you are in trouble, you can say, no? So, of course, you don't want to be in trouble, so you don't move. So, but I remember this pain in my knee, you know, like, so sharp, but you cannot move, so there is the pain. So, years of, like, meditating, somehow, or practicing this technique, and feeling this pain, no? So, I remember somehow one day the pain was gone and I really missed it. I really thought, okay, and now what is there to blame, you know? What I'm going to do this like 30 minutes sitting if there is no pain, like, you know, what's the point, like what I'm going to do, you know? And, you know, like, just an example of, and I think, you know, I heard this from some of you, actually, I know, but also this year, speaking to people, like, many times reporting that, like, at least there was pain, but now there is no pain, you know, almost crying, like, now, not even that, so there's nothing to hold on, no? So this, somewhere like expecting something to happen, you know, and I'm not saying this like as something bad, no, but more like actually that we can laugh about, no, or we can agree that yes, this happens to us, no, we don't need to make as if it doesn't happen, no, like, let's be honest, you know, this happens. We want something, no? And with the pain, okay, we go out of the situation and we look at the situation. Of course, it makes us laugh, you know, to be holding on to the pain. I mean, come on, you know. But if we turn this into some more fun experience, then it actually becomes very, very tricky. Because, like, imagine like some experience that we like, no? Like, for some people, it would be like this sensation of like light or like being free from the body, you know, like the uplifting feeling, like whatever, no? Which is very precious in itself, the experience. And really, those experiences are like the cup of tea after lunch that I really wait for, you know? Like, I hang out the morning and manage lunch because I know will be a cup of tea there after, no? Like, just to say, no? Or someone will wait for sugar or cigarette, you know, whatever it is, no? Like, I keep going, but because I know something good will be there, and then I will keep on managing, no? So, sometimes those experiences are like the driving force, like what helped us to keep going, you know, this kind of milestones, like keep going. But sometimes we get confused, no? And this job of letting them be the driving force, it becomes on a goal in itself. No? They become not only the help or the little push so that we can keep on going towards something else, but actually they become the goal in itself. No? And you see this many times. No? And in that sense is where tremendous honesty is needed within, in our like spiritual practice. And many, many times also we actually do need like a mirror, like somebody to just to say, you know, like you are, you know, going off the road, you know. And you see how rough this road is, so very easy to fall, no? If you go off the road, then very bumpy, no? So probably you will fall, no? So sometimes just this help to get you on the road again, no? But it also means like this willingness to be left with nothing again and again. I mentioned the other day just like this among like while laughing kind of this. Okay, the aeroplane crashes, I'm going to die, so what? No? So little bit this, no, being ready to die, no? Being ready basically to be left with nothing. And we think many times, no? We think, now I'm really left with nothing. So the next step is nothing, no? It's diving into nothingness. But actually, we are left with nothing, and next step we find ourselves like having to be left with nothing again. So how is that? Was nothing and then there is something to leave behind already. No? So sometimes we also fool ourselves saying, okay, now I'm left with nothing, I did this step. Only thing which remains is this diving into nothingness. But actually, 1 second pass, and we are again with another description of ourselves. Like, we jump off the tree, and of course, mind says, I jump off the tree, I'll find myself in the ground. But I jump off the tree, and next thing I know is I'm holding into another branch. No? And on the way, like a monkey, no? On the way, I found this other branch. So, whoop, let's hold on, no? to this branch. So in that sense, this aliveness, no? This movement which is alive and has some continuity. Like, it's not a one-time thing that I'm left with nothing. It's like, okay, I'm left with nothing, and then nothing, and then nothing, and then nothing, and never know which will be last nothing. So this amazing ability that we have to build again. This almost automatic gesture of needing to find our ground again. And sometimes this being left with nothing, it doesn't only affect a retreat situation. Like it doesn't only affect us in this moment, you know. But it actually, it goes on into our life also. So we find ourselves like that those conversations I had with this kind of friends, like, have no meaning anymore. Or this other environment I am in, or I was in, makes no sense anymore. No? So to have this courage to be true to this experience, to be true to this nothingness, and just to be like just a little bit for just even a short period of time without rushing to put on another description of myself on top of this nothingness. We can just for a while, just little while, keep this openness and leave it little like white page for a while. Like we can see how from there, like, life really unfolds. And many changes may happen in that very, like, fertile time, you know. Even in retreat, no? I'm hearing many times, oh, how am I going to manage when I go back home, no? How am I going to manage when I go back to India? Left out on the street like with all this mess going on, no? So how am I going to manage? And I understand the natural worrying or the natural question. And it's especially, let's say, uncomfortable because like any question, any answer we can come up would be fake. Somewhere, even though we may spend like many periods of 45 minutes just figuring out the answer, we all do this, no? And then really like even sometimes it really feels thick enough that really now I have it. I'm going to do this and this and this and this and this, you know. Like, if the retreat is happening as it should happen, then many times the moment this bell rings, all this that we had totally organized in our mind disappears, you know. Like, this happens all the time, like when this, you know. Some of us manage to keep the list, but many times, no. Many times we had all this organized, and then bell rings and it's gone, the list, you know. So, there is no real solution for that we can come up with. How am I going to do? We don't know. The only thing we do know is that hopefully we are diving into a very specific space that is alive. Like, we are diving into our hearts, and this heart I would describe as this very alive place that has nothing written on it, and yet has deep potential for any solution to come, like for any answer to come. So you cannot read what is written, like, because nothing is like it's really freaky, you know, like really, you know, cannot grasp it, and yet you know that is like alive, you know, that has this power inbuilt, that from nothingness, like a way will be shown. And of course, now I'm saying, and it really feels as if I'm promoting a new religion. No? Like, believe in this, you know, heart, center, blah, blah, blah. We can put a name if we want. You know. But as this become an experience, more and more, like, this becomes our way of living. So we start moving like from this doubting realm, where everything needs to be filtered in the mind and everything needs to make sense within the realm of the mind. We start to move from this realm into something else in which we have no answer or no explanation about how it works. But we can say, like, fully, that it works. So of course, like, it's not very scientific how I'm explaining, but it works. And it's not at all, it has nothing to do with belief system, you know. It has to do with dropping into life, you know. It has to do with becoming like a tree, like a bird, like a leaf, you know. It has to do with coming back down to what is, you know, like just as simple as that, you know. We may put very nice names, but it's as simple as becoming the simplest thing we can see. And that is super uncomfortable sometimes. You know, we start this way of meditation in the beginning, we try off, blah, blah, blah. But then we become, like, we start growing into this, no? I am a meditator. Therefore, things should be complicated, no? I should have a sophisticated answer, no? To convince somehow. So to move from this, even like this, being a seeker, no? Or being a spiritual person, into back to the roots again. It really feels like going like from high class into like this low caste. And yet, like, how it feels is the biggest happiness ever. It's just so light to go back to the roots, to go back to what is. We come here looking for answers many times. And actually, the only thing that happens is that the questions just disappear. So I came here with my bag, ready to collect answers. And then what I find on the way is that, like, I forgot my questions. You know, and I see myself, like, with this bag. You know, in Spain we like to go pick mushrooms in the forest. So, like, you know, this happy, like, with my handmade bag. But the season for mushrooms is finished, Ogya. So this ability to see that as it is and drop the beautiful handmade bag . This is for me like to be really alive with the practice. The other way is to keep the bag and I'm going to put mushrooms, yes or yes. This sense of like, yes, I was really looking that was the way. And something happened in between. So the ability to see what is actually happening and drop what is not needed anymore, that is gold. Like if we are able to see that and to move from that, to be honest with that and to honor really is, then, like, you know, one thing leads to the other thing without any problem, you know, just a matter of waiting, we can say, just a matter of just being sitting there, you know, and, you know, one thing leads to the other and it's fun. Any question?
Vibration, but so what's the meaning that you're observing the meditation, I was struggling with it a little bit.
Yeah. So, what were you doing before that? Feel yourself happy?
Heavy.
Okay, good. Mm-hmm. And feeling what, the body? Or, yeah?
Yeah. I cannot remember
it. Yeah.
How it felt, but something triggered me when you said, go to the other vibration.
Yeah. Yeah. Because sometimes I'm here so that you can feel that you are not alone, that when you know, by hearing, hopefully you feel something resonates in you, and then that gives like little plus, like a little more strength to keep going, no? And sometimes I'm here to trigger, no? You know. So of course I feel like the words are very limited, and because the practice is very, very, very personal, so it will not be the same, it will not land, it will be like, it will land different in every person, whatever is said. But in that case, like, the intention was like first to see these two possibilities, like to go in, to dive within. We don't need to get rid of the thoughts or the body sensations. So that can be there. And yet, this is not the last word, you know, this is not everything. So, to point to something else, this morning I was using the word vibration. And what I mean is this, like being in touch with this aliveness, no? With this kind of this aliveness that is searching for something. So we could say also be in touch with this longing. So there is a little action there, no? So that I was pointing to. You could be open to what is happening, what you are feeling, and yet at the same time, like find some other place behind that is alive, no? And this is kind of another realm, and there is this vibration there, and that has power to move you, like to take you somewhere else, you know? Yeah, so this is what I meant.
Many times when I sit, I feel there's two forces. Like, could be the most wonderful meditation that I sit, and the next one is, oh, shit, again, have to sit now. And it's and after 5 minutes, it's okay. But every time, next sitting, it's like, oh man, again.
Yeah.
And it's like, I wonder why. Every time this barrier, another 45 minutes.
Yeah. Yeah, like sometimes is our lazy side, the part of us that is lazy, because to see it, like, it requires some intention, no? Like to see it or lie down, whatever we are doing here, it requires some intention. At least up to some point, like, it requires some intention. So sometimes it's the lazy voice, like, oh, again, I have to, like, turn on the engine, like how you said, the engine, turn the engine on again. And this is one possibility. Another possibility is, like, sometimes when we start to fall into a wider place, there is something in us that is afraid of, you know? Actually, it's very funny, because when we fall into this place, this wider place, like, in that moment, is the best thing that happens, no? We all say, ah, I came back home, no? The feeling of, like, ah, no, going back home, like, very, like, soothing feeling, like, a nice feeling of, like, yeah, I belong, no? A sense of, like, really belonging, a sense, like. So, in the actual falling, that joy or that good feeling is there, but the moment we go out of this, like, the whole system comes back again, like, the castle that we usually walk around with, you know, comes back again into castle shape. And is afraid of that space. Makes sense or no?
Yeah, yeah.
So something, it is not through the mind, you know. It's almost like meeting death, no?
Yeah, like you want it, but you don't want it.
Yeah,
both
exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
You want to be there, and then, I don't know, and then you don't want to be there.
Yeah. But part of you really, like we can say, doesn't want anything else but
yeah.
Be there.
Yeah. You cannot go back, but somehow you are stuck in
yeah.
Between.
Yeah. This is the word. You are stuck in between.
Yeah.
Yeah. But also, you know, you cannot go back to make as if nothing has happened. So
no, you always have this longing after you.
Yeah. So then, even though you are stuck, you also know that somehow there is no way back. Therefore, even though you are stuck, you will keep going. Because you cannot go back, so you have to keep going, no? But sometimes, what I'm trying to say also is that sometimes that really points, that really tells me that something is going on, like something deeper than what you think, even, is going on, you know? Like, many times that means also that you are being brought to a place, like a deep place, that the whole system, that the whole protection system, feels threatened. You know what I mean? Like, feels like, really, like, if I go there, this will crack, no? Will collapse the system.
Yeah.
So there is a protection system that really says, oh, I don't want to go there.
Yeah, I had this experience that some years ago that I really went very deep and something just turned around and, no, it's not the time now, go.
Yeah.
And it feels like, you know, something similar.
Yeah. So really, like, this is very beautiful what you are saying, and it's really like the way to go there is really like no force can work. Like no force is allowed in this area. Like really only like just like so much love, like so much like lovingly, just allowing yourself to go there and accepting that the system will say no, will throw you back again and again. And if you can just like, instead of freaking out, which would be what we would naturally do, like, fuck again, I'm back, you know? I'm recording. Like, okay, so, okay. Then really I'm back again. No? No, I'm saying the other movement, no? Like, I can say, I'm back again, or, I'm back again, but knowing that I'm thrown back again because I got near to something very deep, you know? So I can be upset because I'm back again, but actually what I'm proposing is that you could actually be happy because what it means is that you got deeper, you know? That's why you are thrown back, you know? To see this process and how many hundreds of times it could happen. And just this kind of, just this love story, no? Of like, again and again, like, okay, we do the steps again and again. Like if you can imagine with your own son or daughter, whatever, that is afraid of going into a room because it's dark, no? I think any human will not say, you go anyway. No, like you, you know, you will not push the child into that room. I mean, I would like to agree on that, you know, but that I would not do, you know. So, like, what I would naturally do would be like, okay, mama comes with you, no? So, hold the hand or even holding the child first, but let's go into the room, you know. Let's see what is the light. Oh, okay, here. Ah, you see, now it's light. No, there is no dinosaurs here, you know. Like, this kind of, so if you can see you like you are your own son, and you can take you okay again, like hold the hand and go to this room, no? Yeah. Not counting how many times you have to do that. just doing like this. Yeah.
Thank you. Look in the bag where we had all our questions, and the questions are gone. It doesn't take any time. We don't have to look through and dig and find, oh yeah, there's no questions here anymore. It's immediately apparent. The question before about the vibration, that when we feel how it is with us, it doesn't take any time to do that. It's just if you look, your experience is immediately available. And in another way, I'm reflecting that it's been 7 days of relaxation, 7 days of silence, of growing silence, not just outside, but inside silence. And I'm kind of reflecting on the tension between feeling like, on the one hand, okay, you can just see how things are just by looking and by giving attention to how your world is. And on the other hand, the sense of that, that it's, for me at least, based on a deepening sense of relaxation and inner silence, which makes me then reflect on, so unless I choose to live my life in a beautiful place like this, which sounds pretty nice at the moment, how to make that
experience of being able to know who you are, know what is something that isn't dependent on relaxing for 7 days and being quiet for 7 days, because otherwise it seems like maybe kind of a little, like I'm thinking of what you were saying about St. John the Divine, a little cruel, right, to go back out into India where it won't be quite as quiet.
Yeah. Yeah, like it really seems impossible. But if you are in touch with this aliveness or this movement towards light, that I like to say, then somehow you find a way. No? And of course, I'm not saying it's going to be easy. I'm also not saying it's going to be difficult. I'm saying, like, maybe you need to change your whole life. You know, like, I'm saying, like, to really be connected to that, like, basically we don't know which shape it will take. If we really are connected with that, like, what is the next step? How it will look like? We don't know, you know? But if we give importance to this aliveness, then, like, we will not be abandoned, you know? Like, one thing will follow the next, you know? And I agree, like, many people mention that, no? Like, okay, what I'm going to do later, no? And two things, no? One is like, yes, maybe we need like 1,000 times of going in and out of a retreat. And it's very, very interesting and very, very powerful, this very moment. This the next 24 hours maybe that we go out of the retreat, just observing what happens there, you know? And we don't need, sometimes like, oh, again, I'm like up to here, you know? Really. So, but sometimes just seeing ourselves just like going into this kind of watery land, like look, like this, and then only the finger out till next retreat happens, you know? Like this, no? So I would say, like, to be little clever, to use this one, and be little clever, and if I know that I drown, if I'm swimming in, like, in a swimming pool that is, like, 30 meters deep, then please swim in a swimming pool that is, like, 1.5 meter deep. With my toe can touch the ground. No? So really, like, maybe we do need to plan our life, like, okay, like, I make sure that once a month I have a weekend free, you know, like, to do nothing. Or I make sure that every Wednesday I meet with these people and meditate together. Like something that, like some remedy, like to prevent drown, gluk gluk, okay. So, you know, to prevent that, instead of just thinking of which medicine I'll take when I drown. No? So it really may mean to change your whole life, maybe not. It maybe means like to go back and forwards, like retreat out of the retreat many, many, many times to see like this movement. And it's something that we don't see like right away. You know, that's another tricky part. No, we don't see right away these changes. But definitely, we can see when we look back. No, we don't see now happening the change, but we see when we look back, you know, all this which was worrying me, that was like suffocating me, now it doesn't seem to be a big deal now, you know. So this many times to also look back, no, because otherwise. And to allow yourself to really, like I mentioned the other day, like not to suffocate that pain of separation, no? Not to suffocate that discomfort of knowing your home and being far from your home. Like not to kill that pain, just to allow this feeling to be there, no? This, so allow the longing to be there, no? Because that really has some, it's like a torch, no? That really like illuminates the way, no? It makes you into a very creative situation where you really must find out, you know? You really must move. You take an aeroplane and jump to India if needed. Or do whatever, you know. So that longing has this power to put you into action, you know. So that's very much needed, you know, up to a certain point. That's very needed.
Reminds me of a friend of mine who is a pianist, and he had to leave his home to go and study in the United States, and he knew it was going to be very lonely and sad, and leaving his wife, and he said, I'm going to do that, but you know, being alone is never bad for a pianist. Feeling sad is not bad for your playing, you know.
And one thing also that could be helpful is to think, like, to invite this deep experience into every area of life. Like, I know that maybe we came here for one reason that we thought was enough of a reason to actually come here. But now, like, after having experienced this, somehow to let, like, your whole life to be transformed by that. Like, many times we start and we see, this area of my life, I need some reparation, like repairing, like redo, like repair. It has some cracks, so it needs to be plastered, you know, these things. This. So we only have eyes for this area that we think of, no? But as we meditate, we go in and we look around and we see many more cracks, no? So it's a good time to go to this material store and buy like plaster. Like I do this in my house and I know, like, if I need, like, 1 kilo of cement, I buy 10. Because as I put plaster, I put cement, I will find, like, many more cracks in the house. So same within, no? Same in the areas of our life. So really taking this like deep experience and this like bringing every area of our life into this new like place, you know, to revise like every single area. And we see actually that has kind of no end, you know. We start really, we see one crack and then, but it doesn't need to be like something bad, you know. Oh, again, another, no, it's just like, oh, this wall also has a crack, okay. You know, ah, this, oh, okay. This. And we see slowly, slowly, like without having a plan, like the whole life gets transformed, like. It seems like sometimes we say turn upside down, but actually it just comes together, no? Like it comes up, you know. Before was kind of crumbs. So there is any other thing, otherwise, yeah.
This, I don't know whether it's a very relevant question at all, but the last couple of days when I was meditating, I was a bit investigating what happens when I focus on who am I. And I could see that although I wasn't paying attention to anything, I was aware of sound, I was aware of words. Sometimes I was noticing that even when something else was distracting me, I know that the awareness was there for other things also. However, when thoughts come, somehow my attention goes to the thoughts until they kind of come or kind of realize. So I kind of keep that same awareness with thoughts as with other things. So the attention doesn't stay with one eye, it goes to the thought until it comes up.
Yeah.
So is that kind of the nature of thoughts, or is it?
Yeah, no, because, you know, it's a king, like we gave this throne to this king. So now who has the guts to not say another word? Who will dare to take out the throne of someone who has been a king? No? Like we gave this name, king. So now, who dares to take the chair, no? Out? So, little bit this way. It's not that it's more powerful than, we just gave this, like, we gave full power to this king. So now, like, we have to find some back door to get to this king. We cannot go straight because now he really thinks himself as king, you know? So you have to go this back door, no, to pursue him. This is one thing. And then another thing also that possibly like to check also that because maybe this question, who I am, it is coming from the mind also. So if you really find something, you know, or bring this same question like much deep inside, or are open to something else that comes from within, like very genuine from you, like then will be much more like difficult for the thoughts to take you out of that, no? Like if you find really like a genuine question that comes from within and is your own child, let's say, then is so much love there, we could say, then it would be much less difficult to take you away from that. But if what you want to stay comes from the mind, then very easy it takes away, no? So also to check that, no? Okay, so maybe like a couple of minutes. Oh, you were, no? Okay.